You know?
What?
Layton. Hear me out. Okay, Layton?
Okay.
Okay. You like biscuits and gravy?
Yes.
Well, it's actually a pretty weird dish. You know why?
Why?
Because it's pretty much just wet flour on really dry flour.
Huh. How do you make gravy with flour? I don't cook.
I don't either. So then I don't know if this is accurate.
If that's true, that's fantastic.
Got that from a coworker. So.
Wow.
Thanks, Rebecca.
That's nice. Good job, Rebecca.
You like that?
I like it.
So what y'all want to talk about?
Yeah.
So why is it, do you think, that Taylor Swift's so popular? I mean, let's talk about that. It seems like the woman is a marketing genius on top of her already great songwriting. Like, I'm not a Taylor Swift fan by, you know, a huge margin. I like her music, but some people just, I mean, will pass out just, like, seeing a news article about her. Like, I don't get it. What do y'all think that it factor is for her? I mean, I'm just curious. I don't know.
Just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Small town country girl fulfills her dreams, gets robbed, gets redemption, all while being pretty.
So, Red Dead Redemption, the artist series?
Yes, yeah, sure. Yeah. No, Taylor's version.
Oh, Taylor.
Taylor's version. It's Swifty.
Am I wrong, though?
I mean, no. I think... Yeah, there's
more to it than that.
I mean, it's hard for me to say just because, like, I really don't get where all that fandom comes from, you know? This feels like the way Justin Bieber did in, like, 2011, you know what I mean? But maybe even more so because, you know, Beliebers, I think they're still called, they diehearted for Justin, but this just feels new. I don't know.
It's like a cult.
It really is.
Women like Taylor Swift more. Like, some of them like her more.
Than themselves.
Than guys like sports or something like that. Yeah. I saw a video about this, and it's like, I don't want to hear any crap about me liking my sports team too much. And it's like these women who are literally falling over at her concert.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Just over, like, the song choice. They're like, what song? Because... from what I've heard, like, she has a set list that everyone knows that she's going to play. Yeah. But at each concert, there's going to be, like, two or three songs that are, like, just for that place, right?
Yeah.
That's off of the standard set list.
That's cool.
That is cool. You don't know what you're going to get all the way through.
Sure.
And so, just in general, people will freak out, like, oh my gosh, she played...
Romeo and Juliet.
Sure.
Yeah.
Last night. And it was acoustic. And it was like, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe it. That was like the special song.
Oh, sure.
And so it was something like that where she started playing a song that was like a different from the set list. And these women just absolutely just fell over on the ground. They could not believe it.
Kind of like, I mean, that's just semantics. That's like, you know, concert individuality, you know, like, oh, you played these three songs, and then the next one you played these three songs. So
is it really that different, though?
What, like,
that's not a new cultural thing.
For what?
For people to just fangirl, fanboy out over an artist like that to
right.
the extreme.
I mean, sure,
she's on a different level.
She really is. Like, she's getting close. I'm not gonna talk out of my bum here, but I believe she's getting close to becoming like a billionaire. Like, she is really, really popular.
I heard she gave everyone, like, on her team, whatever that is, the Swifty team, she gave, like, a bonus of, like, 100,000 or something for, like, all of her employees or something.
Golly.
Just as, like, a bonus. Like, holy moly.
Yeah, Taylor Swift is the second richest self-made woman in music with an estimated net worth of $740 million.
Who's according number one?
According to a list Forbes published on Thursday. Who is number one?
Okay, when you say second female, like in the female category or just in overall?
I think it's female category. This okay. is an article from the New York Post that I'm reading, but that is a good question.
Who's like, number one?
Who's the number one self-made
female? Or just
self-made.
Well,
wait, what?
I thought you were gonna finish that sentence a little sooner. Sorry.
Honestly, it might be Jeff Bezos' wife or ex-wife. Or world's.
That's a cheat code.
Wealthiest yeah. woman.
That's not self-made. That's Marion, a rich
Someone
guy.
Named Friend Joyce Betancourt Myers.
Is she self-made?
She's a billionaire heiress and richest woman in the world with an estimated net worth of $87 billion.
Oh, yeah. Taylor's got a way to go.
It's probably still. Some Saudi Arabian person who sold some oil and got...
What? I mean, that's where the money's at, man.
It's literally all... I heard that they are unbelievably rich. We can't even fathom how rich they are.
Oh, yeah. That's insane. Have you guys heard about the line?
What line?
The line. Okay.
Like when you snort cocaine?
No. Well...
Oh, sorry.
No, you're talking about the line at Disneyland.
No, oh. The line in I think it's Saudi Arabia. I'll have to double check this, but there is construction going underway for a new, like, sci-fi self-sustaining mega city in Saudi Arabia. It's going to be like it's going to be like miles long, but it's just a city that's entirely covered in like glass, and it's going to be like. I don't know, 2 football fields wide that
they
goes
got
on
money
for miles.
Everywhere.
And you got to look up the project plans because it's insane. I'm going to look up the line Middle East. Y'all riff on that one.
Because they don't have, like, reportable incomes. This is what I've heard. Like, they are – you can take the richest man in the world. They are so much richer than that.
Yeah.
Now, because of, like, the estimation, we don't know, but, like – just because of oil, like literally just because of the oil, there's a huge supply that they just have so much money because of it.
It's insane.
Yeah. And think about how much you need oil for. And apparently they just got a big old bucket load of oil. So they're rich.
Well, we need to find some oil.
Yeah. I guess there's not.
Okay.
As much here.
We need to go in our backyard and start digging.
Okay. So this is in Saudi Arabia. I'm going to read... you guys the description on this all website right. I just found called Neom. I assume this is the company behind it, but
that was probably a bad word, but
yeah, okay.
In another country. Language. I mean,
this is their explanation: no roads, cars, or emissions. It will run on 100% renewable energy, and 95% of land will be preserved for nature. People's health and well-being will be prioritized over transportation and infrastructure, unlike traditional cities.
Okay, but they're still using oil to get there if they're selling oil.
No, but their point is that it's self-sufficient and getting rid of emissions to become more carbon neutral because there won't be any roads, there is no infrastructure. Your house is going to be a 2-minute walk from your job.
Paid for by oil.
Yeah. No, I get that. I get okay, that. Okay. I get that. Yeah. No, I'm like, not saying it's like completely like
it's not
clean.
Foolproof.
But yeah. They're also going to be using renewable nuclear energy to power the whole
okay,
thing.
Okay, that's pretty lit.
Dude, and look at this. This is what it's going to look like. It's going to be miles long, and it's all encapsulated. And this is like the project plans that they have.
Stick that on Mars.
So when is that going to like happen?
Oh, I don't know. It's got to be years, I bet. I mean, just years on years, if I had to guess. But
it's fascinating.
How hot is it over there?
Oh, I'm sure it's hot. What?
I heard one part of the world was like 150 degrees the other day.
Would they just have an since it's enclosed, would they just agree upon a temperature and just keep it that?
That's actually
wait,
funny.
Is
I don't
it
know.
Like domed?
Yeah, I think so.
That's what he's saying.
No, wait, I don't think
There's
it is
no
domed.
Because what about rain?
Artificial.
I don't know.
I don't know if I'd want to live in that. But that looks really cool as long as it's not like
but yeah,
the sky has changed.
And it's also going to be completely autonomous. So, like, you could order food and, like, probably a drone's going to deliver it to you or something. Like, it's really insane what they're doing. It's like Star Wars.
That seems cool.
I'm telling you, go look up some pictures because it is so cool.
I can think of, like, 20 different ways where they can, like, take advantage of this.
Oh, like, how so? You mean like just, for money?
Yeah, just like control over people. Because
the infrastructure will be brought to a different level.
Yeah, it's like on a whole nother level. Like, oh, you want to live here? Well, you got to do this. You got to think like this. You need to talk this way. And you need to do this. Otherwise, you're not going to get this.
So,
like, oh, you want your food? Okay, well, here's the options here.
Well, here's your social score.
Exactly. It's like yeah. That's what it reminds me of.
We'll create a social ranking system.
Oh, yeah. Golly. That
remember
is
that
just...
episode of Community?
I actually don't.
Meow, meow, beans.
Meow, meow, meow.
No.
So it's a TV show, if you don't know, Community, based on a community college, which is not like a traditional community college in the slightest,
mm-mm.
being that everyone there seems to stay past 2 years. But essentially, there's this social media company that wants to test out an app in the college alone, and it's a ranking system for people, essentially. They're called Meow Meow Beans instead of stars. It's like a, you know, instead of five stars, it's like five cats or something.
Oh.
But yeah, then there becomes a whole hierarchy and everyone organizes themselves into factions of you're a level one Meow Meow. You're level two, three, four, five. Have you seen that episode?
I haven't seen that. That sounds like...
It's meant to be funny, but it's actually pretty, I would think, pretty accurate in terms of how that would roll out negatively.
Yeah.
How people would organize themselves based on status.
Yeah.
Community? Guessing the future?
The future.
Oh my gosh, when are we going to address the Simpsons? And that's pretty funny.
Either that or they just really understand people and society.
Nah, they're aliens for sure. Also, the cost on the line for, sorry, back to that, in Saudi Arabia, is going to be an estimated 100 to 200 billion.
That's a lot.
That's nothing.
Good luck.
Anyway.
All right. Well.
Well, I guess we've went the full course on that.
Well, has anyone died in your life recently? Or?
Jimmy Buffett died.
He did die.
Hmm? Oh.
Jimmy Buffett.
You know Jimmy.
My dumb bud. I thought that was like an uncle or something.
Our great uncle Jimmy.
Jimmy Buffett.
No, Jimmy Buffett died, which by the time you're hearing this is probably 2 weeks old, but.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. What songs are from him?
Margaritaville, 5 o'clock somewhere. That's all I can think of.
Rest in peace, man.
All right, Pete, brother. Yeah. I almost got a job at Margaritaville in Nashville, but they didn't quite pay enough for what I was looking for.
Yeah. They pay you in margaritas rather than money.
Gosh, that would be nice.
They'd be like, all right, it's only $7.25 an hour, but unlimited margaritas.
I love
working here.
And you can drink on the job.
Yeah, they don't let us drink at work. You know, a lot of audio jobs, like, they don't care if you drink, which is funny. And half the time, it's like free drinks. So, I don't know.
I got something for you.
What?
What's that?
We need to talk about it.
Okay.
You want to know what it is?
I want to know what it is.
I don't want to talk about it.
How about the Paul brothers?
The Paul brothers?
Hey, yeah.
What do you think about them?
I'm not a big fan. But one thing I think is pretty cool. It's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Be a YouTuber. Get famous. Then all of a sudden, get like world-class trainers to train you and work really hard to become a good boxer. And then
we're talking about Jake now.
Yeah, we're talking about Jake.
Jakey.
And what he's doing in the boxing world. He's taking all these people. It's kind of cheap. The retired UFC fighters who are like world champions like, I don't know, 10 years ago. And he's just like, why don't I fight them and make a bunch of money off of them and beat them because they're not in their prime anymore and they're basically half as good as they were.
I don't know. I think you're... So here's my thing with Jake Paul. I think he's the problem child. And what you're saying, you're right. It is very smart. Like he's got a really good mind for marketing, I think, and making money and capitalizing on it. So that being said, he's smart in that way, especially with old UFC fighters. But he also really sealed his legitimacy when he knocked out Anderson Silva.
Yeah.
And absolutely dropped him. Like that to me was like, whoa, okay. Like I know he's not in his prime anymore, but Anderson Silva is one of the greatest strikers ever. Like probably one of the best, if not the best, what was he, middleweight champions?
Something like that.
Yeah. And Then he also did Nate Robinson, which I know isn't a boxer, but still. And then he also did
Tyrone Woodley.
Tyrone Woodley. That was a big one. Yeah. So I don't know. And then Nate Diaz.
Yeah.
Nate Diaz. I watched that whole fight. I definitely paid for it. And to me, I thought at the time, I was like, okay, what are the chances that this is actually bought? Because I feel like Nate at this point, he's getting old and he's probably tired of fighting, but he does it because he can. And I'm sure it makes him a lot of money, which, you know, it does. But if you watch that fight, like, a lot of people were saying that he threw, but that's not what I saw at all. Like, he was pushing up on Jake Paul the entire time, trying to tire him out, because he knows he's young. He's gonna throw a bunch of haymakers in the first few, and then he'll get his shots in at the end of the rounds. Because that dude just doesn't stop.
Yeah.
He doesn't stop.
Both of the Diaz brothers, Nate and Nick, they are known for their cardio. So basically, everyone says, like, with these people, they've never lost a fight. The fight just didn't go on long enough.
Yeah.
If you would have added, like, five more rounds, okay, then they would have won. Yeah. You know? Now, in boxing, the rounds are different. They're shorter, but there's more rounds than UFC. Like 10. Yeah. But it's, like, roughly...
Same amount of time.
Maybe boxing goes a little bit longer than UFC. But, yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy, but I told you before, I was like, I feel like Jake's going to win. And half of me wonders if they're paid to lose, but I'm also not really surprised, because from what I've heard, he's a legit boxer. Like, he's actually really good. He's better than Logan, and Logan's all right. But Jake Paul, he's really good, and it's pretty smart to go against people who haven't fought in a while. Like, Nate Diaz hasn't been, like, really good in a while. He was good, but...
I mean, he's always been good, but I think what you're saying is, like, his prime. He's not in his prime.
So, it's, I guess, still impressive, but I want to see him go against someone who's in the UFC right now. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
Someone who's a top five in their class, and have him go against them.
He won't do it.
I don't think he will.
I don't know.
I don't think there's enough money.
Well, the funny thing, too, is that, you know, Jake is never going to be in the UFC because of Dana. Right. I assume you all have heard about this. Dana does not like Jake Paul at all. Like, he hates the guy. He can't stand him. So he's not going to be in the UFC. And this fight that he did in the boxing match with Nate, it set up a perfect fight for them to do UFC next. And I know Joe talked about this. I'm basically just paraphrasing at this point. But, I don't know. I don't think they'll be able to do it, at least with UFC's name on it.
Yeah. They can do FP...
IB...
Something. There's other leagues.
FBI, I don't know.
Yeah, FBI, CIA. One of those things where they could just do an MMA match. Like, totally.
Sure.
Which I think would kind of favor... Depending on the fighter, it would probably favor his opponent.
Well, Jake used to wrestle.
That's true.
He did. Now, I don't think he was as good as Logan, from what I've heard, but he did used to wrestle. I think he would be all right at wrestling and striking, but as soon as he got into, like, those jiu-jitsu or Muay Thai boxers, like, you are in a whole new ball game, dude, because they have, like, leg kicks that can break shins, dude. Like, if you don't know how to check those.
Woo! Yeah. You know what fight would make the most amount of money?
What?
Jake Paul versus Conor McGregor.
Oh my gosh, those are two wild personalities.
That would make an unbelievable amount of money.
What do you think about that, Preston? Would you watch?
The only way he gets a current fighter.
Here's the thing, Conor McGregor hasn't won a fight in so many years at this point.
Oh yeah, well, just because of injuries.
And then he did that thing with Floyd Mayweather and he lost.
I think,
which is a boxing match.
For me, Conor McGregor has already solidified himself as one of the greatest of all time and truly changed the sport. But if he doesn't win his next fight, whoever that may be, he's out of his prime.
The next fight's Michael Chandler in December.
Oh, my.
Really?
That's going to be hard, dude. I don't know. Michael Chandler's good. Yeah, and he beat him last time, too, I think. Or was that? No, I'm thinking of Poirier.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of Poirier. But I don't know, man. Conor McGregor's great. I love the dude. He's got a wild personality, but I don't know if he still got it in him.
I don't know. He's obviously been taking a lot of steroids for his recovery and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because in his last fight, he broke his shin,
right?
Yeah. So he's been roided up big time, and he's way bigger than what he was. Sure. Like, way bigger. At this point, he's bigger than Michael Chandler. Like, they have that whole Ultimate Fighter, like, reality TV show. I've been watching it. It's pretty entertaining. It's very dramatic. But, yeah, Connor's bigger than Michael Chandler. And they're in a weight class that's going to be a little higher, which is interesting because Connor was always light and fast, and now he's, like, getting, like, the Hulk. Like, he's just, like, freaking massive.
I mean, I think that's all you can do once you get to that age when you get older. Because if you think about it, your speed's not going to be the same. All you do have is your ability to keep up your endurance and, I don't know, your striking abilities, you know?
That still seems like a cheat.
What?
Just roiding up like that, as Layton put it.
Don't they still test for that?
Okay, so yes, they do. But if you're on the – if you're recovering for an injury, I think maybe you can.
Get a leeway, okay.
But it's also like – all you do is for like a year, because that fight was a year or two ago since he broke it. So you just roid up the whole time, and then like, oh, I got to get clean 6 months before a fight. Okay, whatever. But I just built up 20 pounds of muscle mass. So as long as I can kind of maintain some of that, I got a huge advantage.
Sure, sure. I mean, it's just going to be hard too, because you think about like your balance and transitioning power with all that new weight added on. That's going to be tough to relearn too. But I don't know. I'm not a professional, folks. I just got into this game. It's fun.
Right? It's just one of those things. Every fight that he has is a money fight. They always call it the money fight. Even though he hasn't won in a while, it's like just because of his personality, people want to pay money to see the fight. And I don't necessarily like him, but I want to watch him fight.
Shout out to last episode. People buy the brand, not the product.
Yep. He knows how to rile up attention, which is very similar to Jake Paul, which is why I'm saying them two together would make an unbelievable amount of money.
I think so. Yeah, they could really set themselves up for success there. But I don't know what Jake's going to be planning on doing. And then it's funny, too, because you'll hear Logan Paul talk about, like, you know, I'm still better at boxing than Jake. You know, he's good. That's but not true. And he's like, Jake's got one thing going for him right now besides being a bum.
I don't think we like either one of them. Let's just be honest.
I actually like Logan.
Really?
I like Logan Paul.
I don't like either one of them, really.
I think Logan's the more cool.
Jake's a bit of a twerp. But
the more you find out, the more I find out about him, the less I like him.
Yeah.
Just as people. Yeah.
I don't know. And it's just crazy because, like, Logan's got the wrestling thing going on. He's just started in a sports drink company. Like, he's doing well with his podcast. He's got, like, one of the highest-ranking podcasts, if not the highest-ranking podcast right now. And, you know, Jake's got boxing.
He's great with business and marketing and social engineering. He knows what people want to consume, but that still doesn't mean I like him as a person.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how much they've both done a lot. They just kind of have, I guess, kind of doing different things, going in different directions, but
it is wild to watch all the people that came out of Disney Channel and where they are now.
Oh,
that was Disney, right? Yeah. Not Nickelodeon.
Was Disney. Okay. You talking about Jake Paul?
Yeah.
It was Disney. He was on Bizardvark.
Remember that show at all?
Yeah, they put a pun on Aardvark. Bizardvark. It was a dumb show, but I think Logan Paul was on it too. I don't know, but yeah, like you think about Hannah Montana, Ariana Grande, that was Nickelodeon, but
Selena Gomez,
Demi Lovato, Mitchell Musso just got arrested.
Oh, did he again? Yeah.
Yep.
Which one is that?
Public intoxication, I believe.
Nice. He was on Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
Oh, Rico.
No, the
white kid, Oliver.
Dark-haired guy.
Oh, yeah. Oliver. I never really liked Oliver from Hannah Montana.
I don't remember that show at all.
Oh, I used to watch it all the time.
I went back maybe 2 or 3 years ago and watched all of it.
Shmev used to make me so
mad. Not even lying. It wasn't terrible.
He used to make me so mad when we were on the podcast. He'd say, or I'd mention Zendaya, and he says Rico from Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
Like, no,
similar build.
No, shut up.
Just scrawny as all game.
That was pretty funny.
Why are y'all hitting me?
Because you're in the middle. You're the middle man.
Yeah.
Would y'all ever fight professionally?
I would love to, but I don't know how.
I've
been in one fight, and y'all know how that went.
You won.
I mean, yeah.
He was drunk, though.
He was like a drunk toddler.
They weren't
like,
in the same class.
I mean, it wasn't literally a toddler. Gosh, no. Don't say that. No. Whoa. No, it was like some 40-year-old dude who was just absolutely trash. But anyways.
That's good for publicity, though. There's Bald Man from the Acra tapes knocks out toddler.
There's the thumbnail. Oh, there's the clickbait. Zach fights a child. And loses.
Thank you.
Zach, yeah. Federal prison?
What? All right.
All right.
But yeah, then we have a documentary series, sorry, about you in court. We make a bunch of money off of it. Anyway, continue.
There's the thumbnail. Zach at the witness stand.
Bald versus Judy.
Oh, man.
Judge Judy.
Yeah, anyways, that'd be great.
No, I would love to fight. I think that'd be a good time.
I think if it didn't destroy your brain.
Or ears.
Or ears.
Injuries and...
The ears is the thing that gets you, the cauliflower ears?
Yes, that bothers me.
Pretty gross.
That has always bothered me.
I would love to have cauliflower ears. That would just be an extra layer of don't mess with me.
You already can't hear.
Yeah, I do kind of need my ears.
You just have to get them things cleaned.
I've heard that fighters who get knocked out, a lot of that like can lead to a lot of depression and all that, just when you get knocked out over and over.
Well, yeah, because it means you're a lesser man.
It's more like brain trauma. Oh, but sure. Yeah.
Like, actually, it's medical.
It's more like this soft tissue inside your skull just rattling around at obnoxious speeds.
You know, I saw. You know that place you're never supposed to go on Snapchat?
Oh, yeah, the Discovered.
Yeah. So tab. I saw this little thing on the Discovered that said men with beards, I mean, bigger than this, but like actual beards, if they get hit to the face. They have a significantly less chance of like getting their jaw broken.
Believe I can see it. That. It's cushion.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
100%.
Because the whole argument or in that article, if you can even call it that, ad-ridden video, basically like, what's the point of a beard?
Like, I don't know.
Why?
Why?
Why? It's an evolutionary mechanism designed to protect the male species from danger from other predators. Protecting one of the most weakest body parts, your jaw.
Thank you, Discovery.
Yeah, never go there, but...
Why do we not go to the Discovery?
Because Snapchat has a bunch of wild stuff.
Oh, Snapchat. Yeah.
Yeah, the Discovered.
Sorry, I thought you said TikTok.
No, Discover page on Snapchat is just weird.
Oh, yeah, that's always dumb stuff. It's the most clickbaity crap I've ever seen.
Yeah. It ropes you in sometimes. Sometimes it's like, what's going on with that person? What do they do? You
got a 10-15 second ad every 2 seconds.
Yeah. And it's like, did Zach from the Awkward Takes really go to federal prison? We got to find out. And I'm going to watch, like, maybe $20 worth in ad revenue just to get to the end to find out whether or not he went to prison.
Oh, I mentioned Disney Channel. You know some of, you remember there's Disney Channel, Disney XD, and I think there might have been another. Like Disney Kids or something. I think two of them shut down this year.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
I don't know if Disney Channel itself got shut down. I couldn't get a clear answer on that, but... I mean, Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, that got shut down.
The reason you probably can't get a clear answer on that is because of Disney Plus, and they're probably just going to add those shows to Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah.
But also, do they even have, like, those types of shows anymore?
What?
That we watched when we were, like, kids
they
and stuff?
They do, but I don't think they're good at all.
Like, all these shows, like Wizards of Waverly Place, Good Luck Charlie.
I know it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah, but, like, are they making new ones that caliber right now?
Right now on Disney Channel. Like, I can't think of a single one.
I haven't heard of any.
I mean, that was back when we actually watched cable television.
The last, good modern cartoon I saw was, what is that? Gravity Falls? I really enjoyed that.
That's old now.
I know, and that's the last one I saw where I was like, yeah, that's pretty good. Like, Kim Possible? That was a good show.
There's so many shows that are just
I didn't
watch
that one that much.
I didn't either. But
oh, I did.
It was mainly Zack and Cody, Hannah Montana, Wizards Waverly Place. What else?
I don't know.
Drake and Josh.
Yeah, but that's Nickelodeon. But
iCarly.
All of those shows. Like, what's the equivalent right now? TikTok? Is that just taking everyone's attention? Like, it's kind of weird to think.
Nobody watches TV anymore.
No.
I mean, I don't mean literally nobody, but the majority don't.
Not like cable. It's all streaming services.
They did have TV shows like that, like let me recalibrate, 7 or 8 years ago that came after the ones I just named.
Yeah.
They weren't that good.
Oh, Phineas and Ferb, that was a baller
show.
Oh,
my word, that was a good show.
We need to do another draft.
Oh, we should.
Old cartoons.
Man.
What else is on there?
High School Musical, the series.
That's interesting.
High School Musical, the series.
Yeah. I saw like the first
season. Gosh, that's actually what it says. High School Musical, the series. Yeah. Why? Why?
So, here's the plot.
Why do you know this?
Because I saw like the first season. Wow. It's got
You saw the whole season?
Yeah, it's got Olivia Rodriguez in it.
Oh.
You know her?
Yeah. Oh,
she blew up as a singer. This is kind of like a...
Is this an explicit TV show?
No.
It's Disney, dog.
She's the one that did ABCDEFU.
No.
Which one am I thinking of?
Good for you, you look happy. Oh, that one. Yeah, that lady. Okay,
Why don't you just start one more time?
Okay, anyway, that's what it sounds like without the autotune. Anyway, anyway, you got me off on a tangent. Anyway, the plot, here's the plot of the show. That's why it's called High School Musical, the musical, the series. It's a show. Uh-huh. About all these different characters, they're preparing for a play. Uh-huh. What's the play? High School Musical. It's a musical, though, right? High School Musical. The musical, the series. The show is a series of these people and all the drama that is entailing on them getting ready for the play. So they're auditioning for the parts. They're getting set up. There's love interests here and there. All of your typical... drama.
Whoever's coming up with the names over there at Disney needs a pay cut. That was awful.
Is it Disney or is it like a Netflix? On the Netflix?
No, it's Disney.
No, it's Disney. It's Disney.
Okay, so then there's the answer. There's our equivalent of our Hannah Montana is High School Musical, the musical, the series. Good luck, guys.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be nearly as hot.
Hot?
That's the wrong word. That's popular.
Popular. There you go.
I see what you were going for. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
You're picking up what I'm putting down.
Also,
why are you scratching yourself?
Presley.
Because I'm itching.
There's a funny thing about these mics, you see. This is not an end addressing mic. This is a side addressing mic.
Yeah, I talk to it like this.
Okay.
Sometimes you get a little pointy like that.
You're like Shmev over here. Just...
So why do you think... So why do you think that is?
What?
That shows aren't going to be that big anymore?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They just haven't found a good one. Good plot.
Well, Disney can't do anything original anymore.
No.
That's what they were all called. Disney Channel, original series. Now they're just doing remakes of everything.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think everyone does. Now. Yeah, everything's a remake. Have you seen the thing that Selena Gomez is in recently? No. It's called Only Murderers in the Building. It's a like murder mystery show. It's actually pretty good.
It's not Disney affiliated.
No. I think it's Hulu affiliated. It's actually it's a pretty good show. I'm on season 3. It's been out for a little while.
What have you been watching? Because I didn't know any of this.
Only Murders in the Building is what I'm watching right now.
The Witcher for me.
That's it. I was watching Ultimate Fighter, but we already got into that. Just because I'm interested about the fight because... Again, money fight. That's pretty much it. Now I just listen to podcasts on the way to work home from work because I work, then I sleep. It's Monday. Tuesday, I work, then I sleep. Wednesday, I work, then I sleep. Friday, no, Thursday. Oh, that's good today. They're all running together.
You got it.
I work, then I sleep, and then I get to Friday. I work, and then I sleep.
Do you caffeinate at all?
I haven't been... But I think I'm going to start to, just so I can get that boost.
Helps your mood.
The weekend, it does.
Until you don't have it, then you get cranky.
Yeah.
Kind of like nicotine.
I feel like caffeine, not only does it give you energy, I feel like it just motivates you.
It does. It
gets you like, you're just ready for a task. Yeah.
Makes you want to hit a table and spill it on yourself.
Yeah, it makes you want to do something that other drugs just don't do. Because it's cocaine. A drug. That'll do something. Okay. Cocaine will definitely do something.
Yep.
But it may not be as positive.
Yeah.
I don't don't know. It's so crazy how much people rely on caffeine.
Just it's to so wake crazy up. To think, an extension of that, how socially acceptable it is that we don't even think about it.
It's yeah. so crazy that.
Sorry. No, raise the bar.
Raise the bar. Do it. I don't know what I was going to raise. I just wanted to say it's so crazy because we said it twice.
It's so crazy. I'm serious.
They just got to get their fix.
The culture is obsessed with coffee,
and it's a drug.
But sure, a little Mary Jane means you go to jail.
Sure.
Yes, Zach, that is what that means.
A little bit of coke.
Imagine if, I don't even know if we can say these words without getting like shadow banned on TikTok, but imagine you take LSD. You have LSD shops.
Okay.
You know?
Coffee shops.
Would you like an ice salted LSD? Light shaken? Stirred?
Oh my gosh. No,
would you like that in a large, small, iced, hot, or frozen?
I don't know.
Think about how much money coffee shops make.
Just coffee. It's gonna be a lot. There's coffee shops everywhere.
Oh, it's just a social
drug
status thing to do.
I think it's great because for me, I've always hated the whole I don't know perceived boundary. You know, because we love that word or that phrase.
I love callbacks.
Yeah. Anyways, that like when you go to a bar, you have to drink something when you may not want to drink anything. Like you may just want like a soda or something, but it's like, oh, you're not drinking. You're better than me. Well, if you meet at a coffee
it's like,
shop,
yes, I am.
Well, yeah. No. But people really do get like that. It's annoying. Like, but anyways, if you go to a coffee shop instead, you know, there's none of that. It's nice and social, like you were saying.
Yeah.
I agree.
The atmosphere is different.
It's a good equivalent. I don't think it's a conscious thing for most people to realize how dang expensive it is.
What, for coffee or drinking? Or
Well, both. Yeah. But like, well, this was a Presley thought.
It's expensive.
A little while back. you go to bars to drink, which, you know, kind of suppresses you, but then, which is a very high energy environment, and it'll like,
depends, yeah.
Kind of suppress you depending on your personality and your perception to it, I guess.
Well, I just mean depending on the bar.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
For the most part. But then you go to a coffee shop, which is like very low energy, and you drink caffeine to get you very high energy.
Except for like clubs and stuff where everyone's drinking. And that's just to get you loose, to go wild. So sometimes you drink to get...
Well, that's where you get that cocaina, dude. Yeah.
Cocaina?
Cocaina, dude.
You start mixing the alcohol with the hard drugs, then you're just
Then you start crazy. Drinking the hard drugs. And
then you don't know what's going in and what's coming out.
Robitussin Powerade.
What?
It's called lean.
Oh.
You know how rappers talk about lean? Y'all don't know what lean is? Oh, okay.
I was homeschooled.
Here's a little culture for you. A lot of rappers nowadays will talk about lean, and basically what it is you know what codeine is? It's that controlled drug and substance that you can find in cough syrups. Well, they start mixing cough syrup with like Sprite and a fruit drink, and they'll drink it, and it makes them like, I don't know if it's buzzed or high, but it's really bad for you.
Yes.
Because you're just drinking cough syrup with Sprite.
Oh.
Because it's got codeine in it. But, yeah, that used to be a thing. Jeez. And then, I don't know. Okay, so here's a little segue, unless y'all had something to add.
No.
Okay. Shocker, I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast. What?
That's crazy. How many times we can say that?
Wow. Anyways, I was watching that podcast, and he was talking to a guy named Peter Borg. I think is how you pronounce it. And this guy is the director for Lone Survivor in a new show called Painkiller, I think it's called. And they were talking about the effects of this family that invented OxyContin. And OxyContin is essentially a pill form of heroin. It gives the same effects to your body. It has the same reactions. And it's legal. And doctors prescribe it. He's like... And of course, Joe Rogan is talking about our society's intolerance to pain and, you know, what would you call it? Like instant gratification.
Weak.
Right. Weak, yeah. Sure. You know,
can't do a cold plunge.
Don't even get me started on how coddled the American anus is.
I know. It's ridiculous. How many plies do you need?
Where
does it stop?
Half ply, bro. The ply remover on the show. We're referring to The Office, just so y'all know. But... Anyways, they had talked about OxyContin, and it's insane. Like, you literally have it prescribed to you by doctors, but people get hooked on it so quickly, and it, and there's like no bad effects other than the fact that your body gets addicted to it, and then it eventually kills you.
Well, that's a pretty bad effect.
I mean, yeah, it's a pretty
bad effect. Side effects include death.
It does include death. But Joe had. Joe was talking to Peter, and he said when he takes it, he took it once. He said it's like falling into a vat of warm honey. Like he said, it just gives you that high. And I don't know. It's wild stuff. I got to stop doing that.
You know, that's the only drug experience I've ever had was when they put me on laughing gas to take out my wisdom teeth.
Yeah.
I would not want to do that again. Mm. It felt amazing, and that scared the crap out of me. I did not like it whatsoever.
The idea of being dependent upon a drug scares me.
You know, we're drinking coffee.
Which, yeah, but I don't currently depend upon it. But it's depending on the drug, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, if it's one of those things like painkillers, okay, you're taking it hopefully for a short period of time, but people usually get hooked. Not usually. Sometimes people get hooked on it, and then they take it forever. And it's like, you're not even in pain anymore. You're just trying to get the high off of the painkiller. So just that idea, like when I had my wisdom teeth removed, I didn't take the painkillers. I didn't even want to take it.
I didn't either.
Just because I'm like, I probably don't need it. I'll do the ibuprofen. I'd rather be in more pain than get on this stuff. But some people, thing with all kinds of drugs, like, different people react differently to it. Like my dad, he had shoulder surgery recently. So in order to sleep,
to take the painkillers.
You got to take the painkillers. But he's like, I don't know how in the world people get hooked on this stuff. Because for him, it just makes him nauseous.
Well, which one was he taking?
There's one that he told them that he doesn't want to take. And
Percocet,
then I'm pretty sure
Vicodin,
Oxycodone. I thought it was the codeine.
Codeine,
yeah, oxycodone.
Oxycodone. No, it's either codeine or it's.
Oh, amoxicillin. I thought it was a codeine.
I don't remember.
No. Anyway, it was a painkiller, and he's like, I don't understand that. But some people, it's different. Some people don't get nauseous. Some people just love that stuff.
It affects everybody different.
So.
Yeah, I listened to Jordan Peterson on his podcast. A different podcast. Wow, my culture is insane.
All three of them.
He was talking about. He was talking to some dude about how when you have someone who takes a painkiller and they just have that chemical dependency to it, it is like trying to rip a dog bone away from a dog. Like, a dog bone away from a dog. Does that make sense?
A bone away from a dog.
Yeah.
A dog's bone away from a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
You just can't get off of it.
It's just some people. Hooked. They just get really, really dependent on it. Sad.
Yep, and then
you die.
Your life, and then you die.
But anyways, you know, like throwback, callback.
Callback.
Yeah, I know you love those.
Yeah, I do.
Love those. You know, the only thing you have to do in life is die. Everything is else true. Is a choice.
That's true.
I would rather push the death farther out,
further back a little bit.
Well, you ain't got to do it now, but you got to do it at some point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Later.
Later.
Much later.
Much later. Okay. Good.
I want to figure out a way, since now I got a job and I'm working.
Yeah.
I got to figure out a way to be healthy within, you know, your...
Oh, your 9-to-5?
Essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
it's tough.
Yeah, it is kind of hard, because it's like, do I want to wake up earlier to exercise, or do I want to go home to exercise? And I'm like, I don't want to do either one. It's like... I just want to sleep, and it's like I need so much sleep, but then I'm like, well, maybe I would have more energy if I worked out, but then I'm not sleeping as much. So do you see the dilemma here? It's like, okay, I feel tired. I should probably sleep, but would I have more energy and not have the desire to sleep as much if I worked out more? I don't know.
I think you are a very healthy person.
I sleep a lot, though.
And I know you sleep a lot, 9 to 10 hours normally, right?
Nine.
And... I think roughly. For you, you would really do well with like a P90X program, because those are very short workouts, condensed, but they get your heart pumping.
I need pumping.
Pumping.
Yeah.
Thrusting.
And I need quick, because it's like Dude, after, because I have like almost an hour drive both ways. So I have quit touching yourselves over there. I get like 2 hours a day to myself. That's it.
Yeah.
2 hours. Then I'm ready to go to sleep.
Yeah.
2 hours, Zach.
2 hours.
What? And you know, I'm glad I like what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I don't have any complaints about that. That's just part of working 40 hours a week. That's your life. You don't have as much time.
How's the work environment in IT? That's something I've always wondered about. Like you said, you were going to lunch with your coworkers the other day.
So it really all is just going to depend on the people, you know, I guess. But so like for me, I work with a bunch of people that I all like, which I feel like is rare for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest thing that I'm really grateful for.
That
is like
sounds nice.
My boss, I like my boss, and I like my boss's boss, and I like my boss's boss's boss. I like I like the people who like are around me. There's tiers to this. Obviously, I'm 20 and I have zero experience for the most part, except for an internship. So I'm like bottom right now.
You got a job now,
right? There you go.
Working on it.
And so like just all of that. Obviously, everyone's a little older than me, but it really it's kind of funny because it doesn't really seem to matter too much. Like there's someone, so I'm 20. Beside me is someone who's 22. And then the other side, someone's 48, but we all get along great, and we all just talk to each other. It's just, I don't know, it's just really cool. Like, they really seem to prioritize how well people work together. Like, the team aspect of it is a high priority. And I was told, like, there's people that have come in, and then they just didn't blend very well with the team. They don't really tolerate that. You know, if you're not blending well, if we can't get along with you, so to speak, we don't want you, even if you have a lot of experience.
Being a good hang is very important in the work environment.
Yeah, and so like a lot of this too is like we'll just be kind of joking through the chaos for the most part.
Nice.
Because there's a lot going on. And so especially right now, there's so much I don't know. Like I don't know how to do anything, I feel like. Because
it happens.
Yeah, that's how I feel because it's so specific to this company, like the way that they install this. Like Zach Presley, there's like 4 different places to get like software from. Like okay, there's this one area, there's this area, there's this area, there's a million different versions, there's like all these different things that's just like company specific knowledge. So it's not necessarily like what I was doing.
It's the such applies. And such way. It's exactly. The company's way.
It's the company's way. And there's nothing wrong with that, and every company has their own flow, but it's going to take a long time for me to know where everything is. But
yeah,
in a short period of time, it's gotten better. But what are you going
to
say?
That happened to me in my job, too. That we, like, there's, you know, there's industry standards, and there's, like, ways, like, orders of operations for a lot of different places. But in mine specifically, it's tailored for our company, and so it's very specific, and you've got to learn it, and it just takes time because there's different, like you said, softwares, there's different programs you got to learn, and like, you know, routing, servers, networks, IP addresses, all that garbage.
Yeah, just so like here's an example. Let's say someone wants access to a folder. Okay, so you got a team, they're working on a project, we got a lot of new hires.
Yeah.
They're wanting to like double the size of the company in the next 5 years. Hello. So IT's got to double too, which is part of the reason why I got a job, right? That opening wasn't there however many months ago. So they're trying to grow very rapidly. The company's doing very well. They get a new hire. They need access to a folder. They have to submit like a ticket. And then I have to go in and then add their name. But on that folder, there's an approver. So I have to then contact the person who approves access for that person in order to give them access to the folder. So obviously, you could take IT out of that and we automate a system to where you click on something, it takes you, and then it contacts them. And then we're not really involved. And we just support a software that will do that. A lot of the jobs that I'm doing could be automated.
Wow.
That's actually, I'm not upset about that because I know eventually once that gets automated, then I'm just kind of managing that. And if that software breaks, then I try to fix that. Yeah. You know, the more software that you're adding, the easier things are going to be if it works properly. If it stops working, who are they going to call? ding, ding, ding.
Ghostbusters.
You can't get rid of IT, even if you automate something. Then you need someone to work on that thing that's automating the thing that you didn't want to do.
Then there's the people that develop that thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and that's kind of like what we have right now. We got a lot of higher up people who are trying to make my life easier, and that's great. Nice. And we're all talking to each other and blending. And
sounds cool, man. What a healthy work environment.
It actually is. It is.
Presley, what's it like working for the county?
So work for the county.
Oh, right. The city.
That actually kind of speaks to something I've really just come to terms with, is that if it's not, if it breaks, it's when.
Yeah,
everything breaks. If it's technology, it's going to break. And I don't think people realize, I didn't realize how fragile the ecosystem is of technology.
Nothing works
at all. And nothing. It takes a team of people, IT, to keep that impossible system running.
And sometimes, like, you don't even know why it's not working.
Yep.
And it doesn't even make sense why it's not working. It's just simply not working, Zachary.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah.
It just doesn't work.
When software developers and coders come up with all these new programs to make stuff, it's all on a short-term basis that they actually use it and utilize it, and I'm sure test it with smaller groups, and then they release it to the public, and then it's being used over an entire company-wide spread for over a year, and then you find out all the bugs because it's never been used that much.
Yeah. What I've heard, too, is a lot of hardware people will blame the software, and then the software people always blame the hardware people.
Absolutely.
So you're just in the middle. Because it's like, no, the software has just got, it's just full of bugs. And then the software people are like, no, it's because the hardware is failing. It's not working. Our software is working perfectly fine.
Oh, dude, like, this is crazy, too, if you think about it, because in my work, we use a very specific brand of electronic drum set, and I don't want to say which one. But anyways, this drum set is being used. You said what?
Then don't.
Yeah. This drum set is being used almost, I'd say, 18 to 20 hours a day. Or probably more like 18. But, like, if you take that drum set and you use it that much every single day, we end up contacting the people a bunch saying, hey, this broke, or hey, we need another one of these. And then once you get that volume going of all these drum sets coming through, those developers and people who we were contacting were like, what are y'all doing to these drum sets? Yeah. So they ended up flying the developers and software coders from Japan over to Nashville so that they can get eyes on our drum sets and see what's happening and what's going on. And now they use us as a partner so that they can better develop their software.
That is wild.
It is wild. It's so cool,
that
though,
is
right?
Cool.
But good on that software company for wanting to do that.
Yeah, because we're like the large scale that they probably envisioned all these drummers using their sets. So they're making it even better every time something breaks or something isn't working right. Or they're like, we can change this in a software update. So that way this will be better for the user or the drummer or the audio engineer. Like, it's great.
Yeah.
It's a good company.
So it was pretty cool. And they brought a translator, which was
That's awesome. That seems so official.
Yeah.
Another thing, yesterday, Friday, it was, I think, about 4 o'clock. So the day's, like, wrapping up. It's about to end. Everyone's getting ready to go home at 5. We got, you know, a 3-day weekend, too, because of Labor Day.
Lucky.
So this project was supposed to be submitted by the end of the day. One of the softwares just breaks, stops working. So we get a ticket about it, urgent. This needs to be done now. We literally have to send this out, and it stopped working. So I don't have a fix for it. It's something with the license server. So escalate it, reach out to that guy. He updates the license server. It fixes that. Great. They get the project out on time. But then guess what? Because he updated the server, it broke something else.
Nice.
It's so crazy. Like, everything just breaks.
Yep.
You just hit a nerve for me on something. Not you specifically, but you just reminded me of something. Did you finish your thought?
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm about to tangent this.
Okay,
do it.
One of the most frustrating things for me, pet peeve. I don't know if we have enough time to start going through all of our recent pet peeves.
Just do it.
But here's mine. When people think that they know the answer to something.
Oh, yeah.
And they tell you what you should do.
Yeah.
They think they're right.
Yeah.
To the point where I'm like, okay, I'll try and do it. And guess what? It does what you said. You fix one aspect of it, it breaks like two or three others.
Yep.
It's like, oh, well, I didn't think of that. I know you didn't.
Because it's like one-dimensional thinking.
Right. Yes, it's like...
The camera died. Oh. Let's carry on audio only just for the end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean...
Bye, guys.
Because we're about...
we're about to wrap up anyway. Yeah.
No, I hate continue that people thought. Like that, though. Yeah, that's
it's
awful.
Like... It just... I promise you... You don't understand the full situation.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to tell you that because you're not someone that's perceptive to it. I didn't realize how much of this would be like personalities and relationships. Like yes. Trying to maintain it. And I'm not trying to take a dump all over the people I work with. I love them. But right. Sometimes...
It took you a second.
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing? But anyway, but sometimes it's like, okay, I promise you it's not that simple.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to tell you it. That. That's a pet peeve of mine.
Real quick, this reminded me of something too. Monitors weren't working. They think they need new monitors. What really is going on?
Oh, you're talking about computer monitors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's really going on is something, because they work. They're turning on.
Oh, yeah. You can see stuff.
There's a whole chain to this. The monitor is plugged into a docking station. The docking station is plugged into the laptop. Something's going wrong. Either the cable from the laptop to the docking station. Yeah. Wait, no. I got ahead of myself. This is what could be wrong. You ready?
I'm ready. Explain the signal flow.
We have a laptop. I could have started on the other end. It has a port. That port could be bad. Maybe not. The cable could be bad going to the docking station. Then the port on that docking station could be bad and the display port or HDMI.
Yeah.
Also, that cable... plugging into the docking station to the monitor could be bad, or the port on the monitor could be bad, or a million other things. That's just hardware. What about all the software? What about all the drivers? What about all the updates? There's so much that could be wrong. Like, I need new monitors.
Yeah,
we could give you more monitors, and they don't work either if it's any of these other things.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. They think they understand the issue.
Yeah, I'm about to start standing up.
I promise you that's not, I promise you that's not all that there is to it.
Right. Anyway, that's IT. Don't you want to join?
Yeah. I'm glad this turned into an IT podcast. This is great.
Yeah.
It kind of did.
We haven't done ours in a while, so.
Yeah. Busy anyway. And don't have a cable. But
mashup between the Awkward Tapes and Awkward Tech.
Oh my gosh.
I love y'all's animation, by the way. That was great.
Thanks.
Which, reminder... Your mix is coming soon, and we made it even better.
Nice.
Really?
Yes, I got a tier 4 intern at the studio, which is one of only two that have ever existed to mix it for me.
Thank you, Zachary.
You're welcome.
For those who don't know, the Awkward Tech podcast had Zachary make our intro.
Yes.
And we're getting it mixed and mastered to perfection from some very nice people.
Professional people. And we just got a new logo. So that's cool too.
We did.
Just getting all new sorts of stuff. Have you seen it yet?
I have. It's great. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It's exciting.
Well, this was fun.
This was fun. Good combo.
We knocked this out really quick.
Awkward Tapes in the dark.
In the dark.
Anyway.
At night.
At night. Explicit. Right.
Well, y'all ready to eat?
Oh, yeah, let's eat.
Yeah.
All right.
I have to pee.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for a session of awkwardness and all that jazz. And Shmev and Evan, we miss you. And...
See ya.
See you in the next one.
See ya.
You gotta clean up that coffee spill, baby.
Yeah.
Baby!
Woo!
Really knocked that out.
Ow!
You want me to keep this in?
Sure.
All right. I'm keeping it in. Bye, guys.